You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're reflecting on the performance of the JSE. The JSE's had quite an interesting year, and depending on which time of the year you would have gotten involved, you may be regretting having been out of the markets. I mean, if we look at the performance of the JSE, we dipped quite low early in February, and we got as low as about 65,000 points. But we are certainly ending the year on a high note. I'm joined on the line by the head of origination and deals at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Sam Mokorosi, to take a look at the performance of the JSE throughout the year. Good evening, Sam. Lovely to catch up with you as always. The JSE has had a busy year, whether it's your team and the deals and the originations and the listings that we've seen, the performance of the JSE. It has really been one of those years where when you compare it and contrast it to, say, the year before last year, this year was busy, but busy in a positive sense.
100%, Jimmy. I have been saying that it's been a year of two halves, really. The first half, like you mentioned, very quiet, very low volumes, lots of uncertainty in the market, lots of concerns around what elections around the world would do. And then, lo and behold, we get a GNU in the middle of the year, and government bonds have been rallying, the Rand has been rallying, the JSE All Share rallied. So it's been a really interesting time to be in the markets.
That government of national unity that you bring up, I mean, that was such a big catalyst for our own local markets. But I think also, just as you said, the general sentiment was very, very nervous coming into this year. But following the GNU, it seems as though everybody kind of wants to make a deal. Everybody's looking for something. People are putting in offers. International companies are looking to come here. You and I spoke about this last week around the increase in the number of foreign companies looking to come and list in South Africa, perhaps as secondary listings and that sort of
100%.
Thing. There's just been a general interest in the South African market and the South African exchange.
No, it really is. And I think it's testament to the strong capital markets that we have, the good financial management of the economy that we see in National Treasury, in the Reserve Bank. And I think that if you compare us to other emerging markets, counterparts, I mean, we're kind of the best house in a bad neighborhood at the moment, you know. If you look at some of the challenges in the likes of Brazil, in Turkey, in Russia, investors aren't seeing many bright spots in emerging markets, especially in an environment where we're seeing the dollar being strong and the NASDAQ 100 and the S&P 500 really pumping ahead. Not many options for emerging market outperformance at the moment.
So, Sam, what are we doing right? What did we get right in this year when we also had our own elections to contend with? We also have our own myriad of problems. At some point, you and I would have spoken at the start of the year and the term load shedding would have still been a thing. Now it's not. What are we getting right then?
100%. I do think that the electricity generation, and hats off to the teams at Eskom for increasing that electricity availability significantly since the beginning of the year. I think that the availability of power, it does two things, right? It encourages industrial production, which is fantastic for the economy, but it also has a psychological effect that, I mean, we were literally in dark days and figuratively in dark days without electricity. I think that it's changed the mood, it's changed the optimism and atmosphere, and I think it's also proven to South Africans once again and to the world that, you know, you throw problems at South Africans and we will make a plan and get out of it. And so we're hoping the same will be for the water situation, which is becoming another challenge. But certainly, I think that, you know, the lack of load shedding and then also the fact that the election didn't bring about a massive change in policy, I think that was a huge positive. A lot of people are making noise about which party is in the GNU and which party is not. But I think investors are really happy that there hasn't been a massive change in policy. And in fact, market-friendly policies are continuing to lead the way.
Sam, what do market-friendly policies look like going into the new year? What do our expectations of 2025 look like at the moment? I know you and I touched on the fact that we're expecting more deals, we're expecting more M&A activity, but what is there to be hopeful about for next year?
Well, so National Treasury in their October midterm budget did talk about running primary surpluses, and so that should start to see the debt burden for the state start to reduce over the next few years. I think that the market will be looking for that. I think the market will be looking for the grey listing for South Africa to get off the grey listing. I think there's an announcement in March, if memory serves me right, and hopefully a path towards ratings upgrades. I think on the inflation side, the Reserve Bank has been as conservative as always. I think that the market is looking forward to more interest rate cuts. But I think that the protectionist nature of the U.S. incoming administration is worrying the Reserve Bank. And so the rate cuts from Pretoria may come slower than what we would like. So that's something that we're looking out for. And of course, for the JSE specifically and our team, we're looking forward to companies that have been speaking about listings coming to market, giving investors more opportunity and more choice.
Sam, before I let you go, I want to take a look at those listings and the forecast going into next year. Can you give us a bit of a teaser around just how many deals are in the works? I know that your team is responsible for deals on the exchange, but also off the exchange. Can you just give us an idea or a sense of just what we're dealing with here? I mean, we've touched on the interest in South Africa, but what's the number?
So it's hard to tell. And of course, many of these are confidential, but what I can speak about is what's already been in the market. I know that Coca-Cola Bottling Africa has been waiting in the wings, making sure that their numbers shine as brightly as possible before they come to the market. Fidelity ADT has also been talking about a listing. Further out, we know African Bank, we know Time Bank have all publicly mentioned listings. So we're hoping that those will come in the fullness of time and that we won't have to wait too much longer for those. And really, we continue to hunt overseas for inward listings. You know, what's happening in the UK specifically is that UK pension funds and their investment in UK equities has been declining over the years, down to single digits percentages at the moment. And so your smaller sort of FTSE 250 companies are finding it hard to attract investor capital in the UK and finding it a bit easier in South Africa. And so we're hoping to welcome even more of those and across Europe as well.
Well, certainly going to be an interesting year going into next year, and it means that we have at least a bit of time to get our ducks in a row and prepare ourselves for the busy year that is going to be 2025, and hopefully it is a strong year, stronger than the 2024 year. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Sam. Thanks so much for the time and for the insight. Sam Mokorosi, Head of Origination and Deals at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on the JSE's performance for 2024, as well as what we can potentially expect in 2025.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.